Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel will make its own decisions and the state of Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself after coming under attack by a volley of Iranian missiles and drones last weekend. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Western countries pleading for restraint have dispatched their top diplomats to Jerusalem. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said Berlin stood in full solidarity with Israel but warned the region must not, quote, step by step slide into a situation with a totally unpredictable outcome. Following the attack, Iran's foreign minister warned Israel against reprisals, saying, quote, it will definitely face a decisive and harsh response. Washington says it is planning to impose new sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone programs in coming days and expects its allies will follow suit. EU leaders are due to discuss sanctions at a summit in Brussels, and sanctions are also on the agenda at G7 talks in Italy.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The Israeli military said on Wednesday food trucks entered the blockaded Gaza Strip from Ashdod port for the first time since the government approved the opening of the port to aid shipments.
Food that was inspected here in the Ashdod port and will make its way into the Gaza Strip. This is not only an additional route for humanitarian aid to make its way to where it's needed, it is also an additional inspection point, increasing our capacity even more.
Spokesman Shimon Friedman. U.S. military leaders are telling Congress Ukraine and Israel both desperately need the military weapons that are being held up by Congress's failure to pass a funding package. On Wednesday, they described the situation in Ukraine as dire, noting troops are being outmatched by the Russians on the battlefield. This